Bob, you mentioned before the game that Matt Olson probably would get in at yeah. some point. How you evaluate that? His one at bat today.
Pretty important at bat, and you know he's always ready to go in. You know, he was going to go in regardless if we, when, you know, with Pinder's home run take a lead. Actually, he was going to go in regardless with Lou coming in the game and the lefties up. So, you know, he's always ready to play. He wants to play every day. Pretty impactful when he came in the game today. That's for sure.
Bob, Olson's kind of been going out of the field.
Yeah.
Recently, he went to the Severino double, then the homer. Is that kind of what you guys want to see from him?
You know what? It's about how they're pitching you, what adjustments you need to make. And if you watch him take BP right now, that's kind of where his strength is. You know, certainly he's got as much pull power as anybody in the American League. But you know, there are times you have to make an adjustment, and he has recently. He's, you know, he's a clear thinker. He's a pretty smart guy. So you know, that's kind of where his path is right now.
Bob, what did you see with Edwin today?
Yeah, you know what, just a little bit with the command. The stuff looked pretty good. Saw some 95s. Just a little off with the command. It's tough taking him out of a game early like that. He's meant so much to this team. But, you know, at that point in time, really felt like it was the thing to do. And, you know, tried to get him through that next inning. And certainly with the Profar home run, it was time to go get him. But it's always hard to take somebody out of a game like that early that is as significant to our team as he is.
You had some significant things on defense, but particularly, I know you've talked so much about Laureano, but that play there in that situation with runners on.
Yeah, I mean, off the bat, you just hope it doesn't go out. Next thing you know, he's crashing into the wall, and wouldn't surprise you if the wall tipped over, you know, as hard as he plays and, you know, as hard as he goes after it. So, you know, we've seen him make some pretty good plays at the time. That's a big play. You know, there's a lot of game left and a lot went on after that, but there are certain plays during the course of the game that are pretty impactful, and that one at that point in time was big for us.
How about the plays in the fifth, kind of back-to-back with the Anders out of the baseline and then the rundown?
That was a Houdini inning there. I mean, it looks like if we can escape with one, you know, then when we score in one, we probably would have taken it, but it was big on that play, and then, you know, make some pitches when he needs to make them. So, you know, it was a tough situation he put himself in, but, you know, you can see he kind of slows down the game. He tries to make, you know, each and every pitch and not get too caught up in the moment. And, you know, from my vantage point, that's what I saw from him in another huge inning and where the game went.
Getting back to Laureano, how big was that play where he slid and kind of got the ball back in quick enough to look like the runner from first
base? Yeah, we're starting the runner there, and, you know, if you don't, it's a double play. But when the balls hit up the middle like that, the infielders are moving towards the bag, so it takes a fast runner that's going after it the whole way to get there. He did just in time. So, you know, he plays a pretty good pace. He's one of the – I mean, they all play hard, but – you know, he's a guy that plays hard and has speed and can make you as a fielder a little bit jittery because, you know, he gets down the line so quick.
So Liam Hendricks is your opener last night, then he works the sixth tonight. How would you describe his?
He's a starter, he's a reliever, he's whatever we need him to do. And, you know, it's you look at his numbers when he left, they weren't very good. And he started playing long toss in AAA, and now the velo came back, and we've seen him when he's throwing hard and doing well. He can be a really productive guy, and to bridge it, you know, in the sixth to get to the other guys, it was a perfect time for him. He did another great job for us.
Bob, what is it about these eighth inning situations where the team truly ends up turning into the comeback kids?
Yeah, I think it comes from a lot of experience, and we've had some walk-offs here, whether it's eighth, whether it's the ninth. We can grind on some pitchers and make them work, and, you know, one big swing a lot of times does it. Yeah, Pinder has a big swing. Olson has a big swing. There are a lot of guys, you know, through our lineup that can hit home runs too. And when you're in close games like that, sometimes home run is an important one. And there were a couple today.
Thank you. All right.